Thank you. Skeleton. Get on with the shit. Okay, we live in an era of shtibluch, where smaller groups of people come together to daven. There is another phenomenon in Klal Yisrael called big shuls. In big shuls, the question arises on the matter of sound systems to fulfill mitzvahs through the speech that one hears and the words that one hears through a sound system. The subject was dealt with from the 1950s or so onwards, and we've got in front of us a teshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, a classical teshuva, and on the second page, similarly, of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And that's the subject this morning, testing, sound systems and halacha. We're not going to talk about sound systems and Shabbos, because that's ugly. So, I mean, that's a pashtus that's already Nimna the Gomru, that there's no sound systems on Shabbos. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about during the week. And the real meat of the discussion, we talked about Kriyas HaMegillah, but in terms of actual practical lemaisa, the same question arises under a chuppah. Right? We all attend chuppahs with microphones. Presumably some chuppahs one hears take place without microphones. And so what is the halachic issues behind that debate of whether it's kosher to fulfill a mitzvah of hearing and speaking and listening a microphone and a sound system? So what better place to start than the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein himself? I'm showing the handout. It's font size 0.8 or 9 or something like that, strictly for the under 40s, and the Itchem HaSlicha is an attempt to save on paper in accordance with the new green requirement. Okay. Subject for a separate share as to what the nature of that debate is. Okay, look, let's learn it through together. The actual script is downloaded from the Barilan CD. The translation is not downloaded from anywhere. It's just Masa Yodai, and any mistakes thereby are blame me. Okay, the Kriyas HaMegillah, it's Orechaim, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Ches. Kriyas HaMegillah, Alidei microphone. And the tshuva is to Malach Kavod Rav Agonim, of course, Reb Chaim Dovber, Ginsburg, Shtiter, the Gon Av, based in Vancouver, I think that is, I hope. I imagine the tshuva is undated, actually, in Igros Moshe. It lies in between other tshuvas that seem to have been from the 1950s, and that makes sense. Hinei, B'davar, Kriyas HaMegillah, Alidei microphone. Kosha Laima Bozeh Halacha Barura. It's difficult to actually give a clear halachic ruling, a clear ruling on the subject. Why? Ki loy nisparer koroi eich nishma alidei zeh. Because the matter has not become fully clarified how hearing actually takes place, how the technology actually works. Says Rav Moshe, the technology has not become clarified how it actually works, and it's not become clarified nisparer koroi alidei anoshim horoi lismoich alehem. It's not become clarified through people that are worthy of who are reliable people. If this is written in the 1950s, does it mean therefore that the technology has now become, or that the expert opinion has now been provided, which could clarify? We'll leave that to one side. But says Rav Moshe, and in any case, as you'll see, it won't really make a difference, for his argument. It's not become properly clarified, and therefore, lochein, and therefore, since the technology, or since the workings of the technology haven't become properly clarified by experts, therefore we can't give a halacha brura, we can't give a clear, incisive pesach, and therefore, when in doubt, don't. Lochein, ein ro'ui likroya megillah shiyishmu'u alidei microphone. It's not appropriate, it's not fitting to arrange for the Megillah to be read through a PA system. Then Rav Moshe says something that all rabbis suffer from, and that is, Bein Begodol, Bein Bekotten, and that is sometimes people come along and tell him things that he wasn't aware of himself about himself, says Rav Moshe. I am not aware of having been asked about this, in to give a snack about this, that any zoche kalau mashakosim kavoy teras rabboni b'shem rab toyer echod. I don't remember at all that which my correspondent, Rabbi of Ginsburg of Vancouver, is claiming, alleging, stating, whatever. I don't recall that, but in the name that he's quoting Rab Toyer Echod, some young rabbi, she'amarti she'enim chos b'yodam, I'm alleged or reported to have said that you shouldn't protest against people reading Megillah. Says Rabbi Moshe, I don't recall having made such statements. And so now, and as I say, that happens to, you know, one notices that from time to time. Speaking from my little position, people do sometimes say things in one's name, which one either can't remember or never got said in person. Anyway, enough said. Abu Masha Peshita Leida Kvod Taros Rabboni. She'ein Yotzim Beshmir Alidei Microphone. But that which my correspondent, my honored, esteemed correspondent, has got the holds the simple that you can certainly not fulfill your obligation through a microphone mitam for the following reason: shehu kamoi sheshemeh me'ena ba'chiyuva. So Rav Moshe said that it must have been in the rabbi from Vancouver's shala to Rav Moshe. He must have said, well, the reason that you can't be here through the microphone is because it's like listening from an ena ba'chiyuva, right? It's the membrane of the microphone of the loudspeaker oscillating and providing the sound, and therefore that membrane of the mic of the loudspeaker was is not about you, but it wasn't Sinai. The fima the omrim hamumchim, and then he then says that Moshe that Rabbi Ginsburg said that it's like hearing from an emet. But according to that which the mumchim say, the tibush amagun about the nature of amagun shaloi mitzi mamish kol shal odim amadaber elahed havara ba'alma, that the microphone, the speaker, doesn't produce actually the voice of the person himself speaking, but rather a heid havara ba'alma. A heid is a, what's a heid? It's an echo, isn't it? And a havara is, I'm not quite sure how to translate havara. It comes from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Kof Zayin. Havara is an enunciation, I suppose. It's not the kol adam medaber, but it's a heid havara ba'alma. And it says Rabbi Ginsburg had suggested that's the reason why I'm not yotzer. For lo dak, says Rabbi Moshe, that my correspondent Rabbi Ginsburg was not precise in his terminology, but showing no, the ein shayach zela kol havara, because actually the technical term of kol havara comes from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Kof Zayin, and here it's not the issue of kol havara that there is in Rosh Hashanah Kof Zayin. Shayachacha nishma kol chazaku bari. So Moshe, we have to just have a look at the bottom of the page where it's quoted the Mishnah actually in Rosh Hashanah Kof Zayin. Hatzekel etoichaber or etoichadus or etoichapitus in kol shofar shoma yotza in kol havara shoma lo yotza. That if you don't hear the shofar directly, but you hear an echo that we would call it from a cavern or some type of other place where you don't hear directly the sound of the shofar, but rather another sound, a kol havara, then lo yotza. So says Reb Moshe that. Our case of loudspeaker is not the same because Shaharehachav Nishma Kol Chosakubari, because there you hear not a Kol She'ena Chosakubari. It's a diminished Kol, and here you hear a vigorous loud Kol. So it's called a loudspeaker. Akavonas Kavod Rabbanu. He Sha'omrim. But what says Rav Moshe? What you might mean is that the experts say about a microphone is shenishma kol acher, that what you hear is a secondary sound, a secondary voice, shenivrami koloi, that was created to spin off from the primary voice of his own. Ulachen shayach v'dimyonoi l'nishma milav v'achiyuva. What you really, says Rav Moshe, if you really want to make a tushtel, it's for the case of if you hear it from an ein v'achiyuva. If you hear the shofar from an ein v'achiyuva, then obviously you're not Yotza. And here, similarly, you're hearing it from an Eina Bachiyuva, the Kol Havara, Loi Shayech La Bachiyuva. So, Rav Moshe, you've mixed up the concept of Kol Havara is not the same issue as Eina Bachiyuva, and therefore, you're imprecise in your analysis, and so therefore, I don't accept what you're saying. Hine, says Rav Moshe, L'didi Mesach Ketuva, I have got a great doubt on this matter. Af im Neima, even if we say that the truth is in accordance with the analysis of the experts. Even if we accept that which the experts say, that when you hear a sound through a loudspeaker, you're not hearing the original sound, you are hearing a secondarily produced sound that was produced from the original, as a spin-off from the original sound. Even if we accept that from the experts, and according to that, we should therefore say that you should not be yotzer since you're not hearing the original original sound. Mita'am, says Rav Moshe, I am still in great doubt as to whether to follow the path of the Hachmir and to rule out you being considered as being yotzer from through hearing through a microphone. Because even if we accept it secondary, nevertheless, there's another great point to say, and that is, Mita'am, the reason why I don't accept that sort of stringent side of the sophic is mitam shekiven she'al kol tonim in the final analysis rak kashehu korei nishma hakol. The fact is that the way speaker systems work is that the immediate moment that the sound comes out of this of the person doing the speaking's mouth, the listener hears it instantaneously. Mitam shekiven she'al kol tonim rak kashehu korei. Only at the same time that he reads Nishma HaKol does the sound get transmitted instantaneously to the listener. Yet, that consequently, yes, Lahachshiv Zeh says of Moshe, perhaps, yes, Lahachshiv Zeh, this should be reckoned Kishemiyas Kolei Mamish. This hearing through a loudspeaker says of Moshe, you can argue strongly, can be reckoned as actually hearing the voice of the medaber. Zahare kol zesh nishma oise kolo mamish. Not quite sure exactly how to translate this. Zahare kol zesh nishma, because behold, all that that is heard, oise kolo mamish, the thing that gets heard is the means by which his voice is made. And here we come to Rav Moshe's main point of argumentation, an original chiddush in true Rav Moshe Feinstein style. Uminayin lomu etzem koyach hashemiyah eichu. At the end of the day, how do we know how sound, how hearing, how human hearing actually works? Go and explain to me, says Rav Moshe. You tell me how hearing works. I don't know how it's normal when I'm speaking and you're listening with an unmediated voice from my mouth to your ears. How does that actually work? Moshe's got an unbelievable analysis here. He says like this, Shehulai, because perhaps, who gam came for open there? Perhaps, says Moshe, normal unmediated hearing as well works in the same way. When I gam came for open there, Shenivra ezadovah ba'avir, that something is created, right, from my mouth into the air, before it gets to the person's ears, something is created. There's something mysterious about sound. Sound is not, the listening and hearing and sound is not so possible, even without, forget the microphone, the loudspeaker. The very fact that from my mouth to the person's ears, there's something in the air there, says Moshe, perhaps that too is through Sheulai, Sheulai Gam came for open possession, Nivra, that something is created in the air, only then does it reach the person's ear. In other words, you wanted to rule out microphones because there's the primary voice is not what's heard, but something is created in the middle, and that into secondary voice that gets the person's ear through the technology. Says Rav Moshe, if you think about unmediated normal hearing itself, that too is not so simple and direct. It goes through the air, something is created there, and then and that shoots into the person's ear. Perhaps there's a secondariness there in normal hearing. The chain mistaber says Rav Moshe, that too is logical to say that hearing is also, normal hearing is also not, you're not hearing exactly what came out the person's mouth. Chain mistaber lefi ma she'omim chachmei hateva. It's logical to say that according to that which the scientists say, shehakol yesh bo hiluch ad ha'ozen, that sound travels to the ear from mouth to the person's ear, or generally to travels to the ear. However, point two, the gam yesh ketsas shihu's man behiluchoi. It also there is a certain delay factor in the travelling of the sound, right? The speed of sound. Umikom makoim, even though that is the case, that there's a sort of split nature of sound. That sound travels to the ear, and there's also a delay in the sound. Umikom makoim, because emotion, nevertheless, nachshav shukol adam. We don't rule it out and say, well, because it has to travel, it took time, therefore perhaps it's not the same sound. It is the same sound, and halacha recognizes it being the same sound, even though it seems to have gone through something different in the air, because it took time to get there. That's what Moshe's arguing. Lochem. I mean, Rav Moshe is not saying this is definitely what happens in hearing, but what Rav Moshe is doing is sowing a doubt in normal hearing, in the process of normal hearing. He's saying, look, how do you know how hearing works? Perhaps it also works through some sort of created means in the middle between the mouth and the ear, and therefore don't come to me with from Torahs about, as it were, she wouldn't say that, right? About speaker systems, because you're not hearing the person's voice. Maybe in normal hearing as well, the nature of normal hearing is that you're not really hearing the person's voice. It's only Rav Moshe who could. That's Rav Moshe's Rav Moshe. Okay, doesn't need my head. Olochein Efsha, and therefore it's possible. Shegam hakol shenasa b'ham microphone be'eish shemadaber sheshomin oisai, and therefore it is possible that the sound that you hear, or the voice that you hear through the microphone at the time be'eish shemadaber sheshomin oisai, that instantaneously that you hear it, that instantaneously with the speaking of it that you hear it, it's possible who nechshav koloi mamish. It's possible that it's actually considered the actual voice. V'chein hoyosev estaba, as of Moshe, in the overall probability of things, it's more probable to say that halachically, aliba the emes is recognized as the person's voice. V'gam loy borur hadova. And it's not clear at all the fact that it's contended, that the people contend that it's a different voice and a different sound, but it's not clear. And because of this, it's possible that in terms of straight halachics of the matter, it's possible that we should not protest against those and object to those who want to have a Megillah reading through the microphone, mitav halacha, from the strict halachic analysis of things. And Moshe is very good at ensuring that we don't confuse our halachics with our whatever midas chasidus or midas or whatever or other extra halachic considerations. But it's very clear to analyze the matter aliba the halacha and not to be swayed by things, but to establish that according to halacha you can't come along and paskin and say that he's definitely not Yotza, because there are factors here which lead to that conclusion. Now, the other factors that you might need to worry about that would induce you to say that you shouldn't use a microphone now. What are the other factors? Kilku lemitzvahs acher. It's probable. I mean, we haven't got the shalom of Rabbi Ginsburg from Vancouver. It could well be that these were the sort of the factors that Rabbi Ginsburg wrote. And so as far as damage, spiritual damage, kilku, right? The things are going to go wrong. That if you allow a leniency of kula here, then you're going to come along it's going to lead to breaches, other breaches in halacha. Kilku mitzvahs shehu l'shoifa the kriya satori b'shabbos v'yomtov. You could say that if you allow a microphone for Megillah, then we'll come to allow a microphone for shofar and allow it for kriyas haTorah leaning on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yes, you'll have it. Mizeh. You don't need to worry about that. Often they'll open a microphone for Shabbos, because it's prohibited to speak in a microphone for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there's a clear blue water between the two concepts, and there's no danger of people being led to from one to the other. Now, here we come to the conscience of the matter. Uve mitzvahs dibur shebuchol. What about during the week? Vachadika stuff. So you've got a mitzvah of a speaking mitzvah to fulfill during the week. im gam kein yikru b'makim, if you do it through a microphone, ho, im ein limchais b'megillah, kosh kein be'edu. If the facts are that you shouldn't protest about reading the Megillah through a microphone, which is, so it says with Moshe, kol shekein be'edu. Certainly with these you should not protest against them. If you shouldn't protest against the Megillah being read, and that's the sort of the baseline of the bottom line of Moshe's position, if you shouldn't protest against the Megillah, you should not protest against, certainly shouldn't protest about other non-Shabbos, non-Yom Tov uses of speaking, halachic speaking through a microphone. Ah! Okay, we'll get to the next page. Ach mikol mokem kibbut shaloi boru lehetta. Since the matter, I mean, at the end of the day, we haven't finished yet. Right? It's not over until one day. Ach mikol mokem kibbut shaloi boru lehetta. How do you know what I mean? Ach mikol mokem kibbut shaloi boru lehetta for inyan chodesh. But since the matter is not clear in permission terms. And it's an inyan chodosh, it's a new thing, 1950s. Bichlal yesh limchos, in general one should protest, one should object to these sort of chadoshes and geribos, kidei lemayn ha'am, in order to prevent them milirdos achere chadoshes acheros, to prevent them from going from this to chasing after other new things. Shelo hutim bazer, v'medilus edu. Because people are, it's difficult to translate Luhutim, isn't it? Lahut means it's good with lahat and flame, that people are inflamed in their chase. After, in our countries, in the West, Kemosha Kosov Kodura, as the Rabbi of Vancouver has written, Yidido Umay Kiroi Moshe Fasa. Beautiful tshuva from Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe is very clear that we should not, it's very clear that you cannot find a source for prohibiting Megillah through a microphone. You can't find a source for prohibiting Sheva Brachos and the Chuppah through a microphone. But he doesn't give a clear carte blanche. I mean, there is still an issue there. He didn't say Mutter Chatchila or Mitzvah or whatever. And there is an issue at the end of the day. There is clearly an issue. Now, how much time we got? We got 5 minutes. What do you say? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that seems to be part of. I mean, well, the speaking system is in real time, and that would seemingly emerge from the discussion between Rav Shlomo Zalman on the next page, and a very surprising chazanish that even Rav Shlomo Zalman was surprised to meet and quote at the bottom of his own teshuvah. How much time have we got left? What's the 7 minutes? Okay, put it on fast forward. Right. That's it. Benishima achas. Okay. So, yes, I'm sure about when this is written. I know it'll have been written. You can date it from the fact that the Chazan Ish was quoted here by Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that obviously puts it again to the early 1950s, because I presume we're not talking about sort of long distance communication of that nature. And so from the 1950s in this tshuva now printed in Memphis Shlomo 9:1, Rav Shlomo Zalman takes an altogether different stance. He's very clear le'isur in Megillah through microphone. Okay, Rav Moshe says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know how much of this we're actually going to get done inside. Rav Shlomo Zalman says he's got a different source for what he says. He says, look, you remember the Gemara in Sukkot and Aleph on the base, the descriptions of the Mishnah and the Brisa about the shul in Alexandria, Shel Mitzrayim, where the chazan stood on the bima, and he had, it was so big, whatever the size was, what was the size? Basiliki Gedola, Stavlis Nim Stav, Pomish Shishim Rubik, Shishim Rubik, Kisanke Mitzrayim, Shivan Achas, Katedroch Shalzov, and Uvima Shreit Ben, so it's a massive shul, Chazna Knesses, Omer Aleho, Vasudrim Biyodai, the given Shigil, Anosom Main, Halom Mainif Besudar, Bechola Om Oinim Amen. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman that hearing something through a microphone is like Hanofas Sudorim, waving scarves. So the Chazan waved the scarf and everybody answered Amen, And hearing through a microphone, it's that removed, that you're not hearing anything. All you're doing is you're obeying a signal to answer a main, but you're not, and so Rosh Hashanah has got a very, very sort of clear and, well, you can say, sort of extreme view, the extremely clear that in his view that this has no halachic value at all, listening through a speaker system, because it's not the sound of the original person. So, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you knew when to, like somebody coming along and putting a sign up. Okay, no, you shouldn't say Shemek Oiner. It's not Shemek Oiner. You didn't Shemek, and therefore you can't be Oiner.
It's not Shemek Oiner, but you should be able to answer Omein.
Fine, but you're not Yotzer. You're answering Omein because you're a good Jew. I believe, Omein, I believe. That's the right thing to do. I don't make sure that, I want to make sure I'm not sort of putting myself outside the camp of those who believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu and, you know, etc. So answer Omein. But I'm not, there's no Shemek, there's no Oiner, there's nothing. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman. But I mean, he's, what is it?
I can answer
Omein.
You're correct. But look, hang on a minute. Right. So he says this one. The choshev rak yodeh ve'ez the bracha shatzon made v'lo yoter. It's like knowing where the chazan is up to, and it's not more than that. The kibushakein nirusha ein lanis klal omein al bracha shuluchivat teisbo. Since that is so, it appears that Shlomo you shouldn't answer omein at all on a bracha that you luchiv to fulfill the obligation with. You join in with a tzibur, but you haven't actually heard any. Masha ein kein kishomid rochok b'shemel the telephone nirel she'ein lans omein al bracha behind the dinner oiner omein the batala. Since you're hearing the bracha, wrap me membrane. Veloy mi pi adam. And so Rosh Hashanah Zalman is expert in electricity, as we know, and so he says, Kamer shekasati, kamer po'onim, shal de tenuda sa membrana, choshuv rak through the oscillation of vibrations in the membrane, he's considered only kiyodea, lechaven es arega, sha'odam oimid, alidam microphone, and mevorech. He's aware, he becomes, through the membrane, he becomes aware of when the person is making the bracha. The gam veloy tomid, that's not always the case, sometimes not in real time. The kibbutzakach mistabed the bchira gamish and oyvim rochayk, and he hasn't got tilufu with the morech, but he shouldn't answer amen on this bracha. The kal v'chaima, the fizer, that if you hear the shayfar or megillah or some bracha through a radio, that you're not doing any mitzvah, and you shouldn't answer amen, because the kol yez membrane shall mekalit what's that saying? Mekalit the radio. It's the membrane itself is speaking. And it's just kolos etzer even, and it's not the kol oven. And the bottom line says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, she'enish tamish beitah knesset has taught us with mikvah mikol ram heyosha dovah ze nechshav rak kamachas tzedorim shoyser in Alexandria to know where the chazan was omed abul iyas haklal of faith v'ab shere ani sharabim nitzmo akach k'mo zor yelem bein nehem im kol zois the emes is kutvoreinu. And he says to Rosh Hashanah, it's only strange for those who don't understand electricity, and I'm coming to educate them and to remove the folly from their eyes. Abu Loyal is the MS, keep the Dabri is that. Okay. So Rosh Hashanah is very clear that you're not Yotze at all through a loudspeaker system. But then, hang on, wait a minute. But the sting is in the tail, right? Because along comes Rosh Hashanah, the Isha MS, and he reports that which the Chazon Ish has said. Ha'oros ha'chaber l'acha shekvan nitzvot ma'amazeh nizdamen li v'dabre imoran ba'al ha'chazon Ish ratzal v'omer li sh'l'da'atoi. So the Chazon says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, the Chazon Ish said l'da'atoi according to, in his view, ein zeh kol kach poshut. This matter is not at all so simple to come along to say that you're not yoked at all through a loudspeaker. V'yitzochein. And says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, the Chazon Ish said, the kibbutz could be the kibbutz kol nish hanishma, not alid amadaber, since the sound that's heard was created through the person speaking. It was created by the person speaking. The gam hakol nishma miyad, and it's in real time. It's heard straight away. Kederach amadabrim in the normal way of madabrim, people speaking, and the setup of speaking and listening. Efsha, right, in inverted commas, Efsha, it could well be, I don't know whether that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's inverted commas on the Efsha, or whether it's the Chazon Ish's inverted commas on the Efsha, I don't know. Efsha, the Gamze Choshev Keshemei Mamish, it could well be that that Ephraim speaker system is also considered like Shemei Mamish, Mipiyah Medabe Ertekeah. It would seem that according to this, you've got to say that when they said in the Gemara that if you hear kol havara, the sound of havara, that they lo yotza, hainu mitnei kol havara nishma ketaf la'achet kol adam. The reason why you say it could well be that the Pesham in the Mishnah, kol havara yotza, with the shofar in the cave, and you hear the echo, is because it's not in real time. You hear it a second or two later, right? Echo. Later than the sound of the man himself, and that's the reason why you're not yotze. Masha engem a telephone v'ramko through a loudspeaker, you hear it in real time. So that's the reason, and you would be yotze, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, having brought the Chazon Ish picking a hole in his own in the building that he's created. Then yes, that he says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I'm not going to argue with the Chazon Ish, but it seems a chiddush gadol, the a chiddush gadol me'oy. The Ein Ani Mevin Oisain, I don't understand it. Okay, so look, there you got it. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says clearly that you're not Yotze. The Chazon Ish poo-pooed it and said it's not so posh, you're not Yotze, at all that you're not Yotze. And similarly, Rav Moshe also very clear in his dismissal of a clear position letter. So, and I hope that's clarified the matter. I'm certainly not coming at all to Paskin, but certainly it should be a bit of great clarity to both positions. I wish everybody a high pleasure of the night.